Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Jesus Christ is the only one who could possibly be described in Psalm 24, 3 through 5, which says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation." None of the sons of Adam could ever fit this description. Christ alone is the righteousness of God who has life in himself. He gives eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. "As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Religious men will do everything in their power to make the sonship of the children of God to be dependent upon their action and free will. They will describe the obedience of the sons of God as that which brings about his blessing, rather than recognizing that it is his blessing which brings about their obedience. The life of Christ in the sons of God is that which binds their hearts unto him, and is that which causes them to long for those things which he desired when he walked among men and was heard in that he feared. He does every work in his children, both to will and to do, of his good pleasure. If any man would see a picture of a perfect man, let him read the prayers of Jesus Christ, as he extols the God of heaven and earth with joyous praise which has no bounds. "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? "The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." Selah. We read of him who is mighty in battle, as he has triumphed over all his foes, taking captivity captive and giving gifts unto men. He has trod the winepress of God's wrath alone, and there was none with him. Yet his own arm brought salvation to him as he trampled his enemies in his fury, and made his garments red with his own blood and those he has slain. Yet he has come as a man of peace, and sowed the seeds of peace wherever he went. He called to sinners, those who had no strength, and those who see themselves laboring for an empty treasure. He announced himself as the light of the world, the shepherd of the sheep, and that one who came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came unto his own, that is, that natural nation of Israel into which he was born, and yet they received him not. He spoke words of peace unto them, but they determined to pursue war with him. They reviled him, spat upon him, and beat him unmercifully. Yet he raised no accusation against them, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so opened he not his mouth. He spoke unto them the words of life, and demonstrated the power of God in their midst, raising the dead to life, and giving sight to the blind, and feeding the multitudes. And yet they manifested the natural and unreasonable hatred of all men towards God, and would not hear him. He spoke to them of the mercy of God towards the Gentiles, and they hated him for it. At any time he could have destroyed them all. He was for peace, but they were for war. The Lord of glory, who tabernacled among men, is a man of war. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. He has manifested himself in that fashion many times over, as he has put the enemies of his people to flight. Yet he demonstrated the nature of his kingdom in quite a different fashion, when he rode into Jerusalem meekly on a colt, the foal of an ass. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He came with a message of peace and declared his intention of giving peace unto those who are his, who believe in his name, according to the gift of faith bestowed by his Spirit. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. He does conquer the hearts of his people through his words of peace, declared in the gospel, and they gladly throw down their instruments of war and worship at his footstool. Have you been reconciled unto this King of Peace?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.